The woman, once seen as the female Steve Jobs, is trying to convince a jury that she is not guilty of fraud. Elizabeth Holmes is the founder of the now-collapsed biotech startup Theranos, and she's been testifying before a jury for 5 days in Silicon Valley. NPR's Bobby Allen has been in the courtroom. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Ari.
Before you describe her defense, remind us what crimes Elizabeth Holmes is charged with.
Prosecutors say she intentionally lied to investors and patients and doctors about what Theranos could do. Remember, Theranos was hailed for creating this medical breakthrough, being able to test for, you know, hundreds of conditions with just this tiny little pinprick of blood from the tip of your finger. That would mean no big needles if it were true. But prosecutors, Ari, say, you know, the problem is she duped investors about the technology and delivered false results to patients, and in the process, she got rich. Holmes was once considered the world's youngest self-made female billionaire.
And she's been testifying for 5 days. What is she saying in her defense?
Yeah, her defense is really twofold. She's told the jury that, look, she made mistakes. She now regrets those mistakes, but she never broke the law. And then there's this more controversial part of her defense, and it involves her ex-boyfriend and business partner, Sunny Balwani. She says he emotionally and sexually abused her. She says that alleged abuse clouded her judgment. And, you know, when she was describing this, Ari, the courtroom got really emotional. I mean, she was speaking haltingly. She was dabbing her eyes with a tissue. It was a really intense moment. And when I talked to legal experts about what they made of this, you know, bringing in abuse charges in a white-collar criminal trial, there was a lot of debate about whether it would benefit or not benefit her. I talked to Tom Mesereau. He's a longtime criminal defense lawyer, and he's represented Michael Jackson and Bill Cosby.
We live in the Me Too era, where jurors tend to be much more open and receptive to allegations of abuse in relationships. So from where I sit, I think the defense is smart to present it.
How have prosecutors responded to the abuse allegations in court?
Yeah, they said, you know, since Holmes was CEO of Theranos, she could have fired Balwani, her number two, whenever she wanted. And prosecutors also said Holmes' relationship with Balwani just wasn't as bad as she was saying. The main prosecutor here in the trial, his name's Robert Leach, he showed the jury dozens of these lovey-dovey text messages where Holmes called Balwani, quote, my king, and quote, my tiger. It was pretty awkward to hear this. And, you know, legal experts say when Holmes introduced the abuse allegations, she was setting herself up for this line of questioning, for the government to confront her on this. Balwani, we should note, has a separate trial next year.
It's risky for Holmes to take the stand in her defense, right? Why did they decide to put her on?
It is risky, but remember, Holmes' superpower is her charm. That's how she landed on magazine covers. That's how she raised hundreds of millions of dollars. But Ari, over this three-month trial, the government has also built its case with company whistleblowers, patients, and former board members who all testified against her. Holmes admitted on the stand that she forged documents about Theranos blood tests. They played recordings of her bragging about business partnerships that never panned out. Next week, the trial resumes, and clearly the jury has a lot to weigh, and they might just start deliberations at the end of the week.
NPR's Bobby Allen, thank you.
Thanks, Ari.